All you have to do is lean up against a boulder of frozen gas. There's lots of it around. The gas will sublime off faster than it can escape from the fins. In escaping, it will push against the surrounding ice and fracture it. And in about 1/100th of a second, you have the equivalent of a hand grenade going off right below your neck. You'll never feel a thing. Variations on this theme have killed 11 people in the past 2 months, and they were just building a bunch of huts. I assume you know how easily the Waldo capabilities can kill you or your companions. Anybody want to shake hands with the sergeant? He paused, then stepped over and clasped his glove. He's had lots of practice. Until you have, be extremely careful. You might scratch an itch and wind up breaking your back. Remember, semi-logarithmic response. 2 pounds pressure exerts 5 pounds force. 3 pounds gives 10, 4 pounds 23, 5 pounds 47. Most of you can muster up a grip of well over 100 pounds. Theoretically, you could rip a steel girder in two with that, amplified. Actually, you'd destroy the material of your gloves, and at least on Karen, die very quickly. It'd be a race between decompression and flash freezing. You'd die, no matter which one. The leg Waldos are also dangerous, even though the amplification is less extreme. Until you're really skilled, don't try to run or jump. You're likely to trip, and that means you're likely to die. Karen's gravity is 3/4 of Earth normal, so it's not too bad. But on a really small world like Luna, you could take a running jump and not come down for 20 minutes. Just keep sailing over the horizon. Maybe bash into a mountain at 80 meters per second. On a small asteroid, it'd be no trick at all to run up to escape velocity and be off on an informal tour of intergalactic space. It's a slow way to travel. Tomorrow morning, we'll start teaching you how to stay alive inside this infernal machine. The rest of the afternoon and evening, I'll call you one at a time to be fitted. That's all, Sergeant. Cortez went to the door and turned the stopcock that let air into the airlock. A bank of infrared lamps went on to keep air from freezing inside it. When the pressures were equalized, he shut the stopcock, unclamped the door, and stepped in, clamping it shut behind him. A pump hummed for about a minute, evacuating the airlock. Then he stepped out and sealed the outside door. It was pretty much like the ones on Luna. First, I want Private Omar Almazar. The rest of you can go find your bunks. I'll call you over the squawker.
Alphabetical order, sir?
Yep, about 10 minutes apiece. If your name begins with Z, you might as well get sacked. That was Rogers. She probably was thinking about getting sacked.